Unisa Radio, the African voice, it's all about you. All about you.
10 minutes after the second hour of the show, and you're still listening to Unisa Radio, the African voice. And this is The Lunchbox. And right now in studio, I am joined by Beauty and Nhlanhla from the DCCD right here at Unisa, Directorate for Counseling and Career Development. And today we're going to be talking about preparing yourself for a career opportunity. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to Unisa Radio once more.
Afternoon.
Are you guys good?
We're good, thanks.
Very good.
Great. My first question today will be, what does it take for one to prepare for a career, career opportunity?
Okay, with career opportunities, probably some of the students who are listening, they've completed maybe about 10, but then they've completed some modules within their qualification. The one thing which students can think about, or we can think about as students, is how has the knowledge that you are gaining or you have gained thus far within your modules are preparing you or have prepared you for the world of work. And again, linking that with your career vision. Because isn't it when you start with your qualification, you have like this clear picture that this is what I want to prepare myself for. So you have to think about, okay, I've done certain modules within this qualification, and how have these modules equipped me so far? What is it that you have gained? What is it that you are learning or you have learned so far? Because with preparing for opportunities, it's not something which happens in your final year of study or after you've completed your qualification, but then it's actually something, it's an ongoing thing. It's something that which you do before you even start with your qualification. And then you are at an advantage now that you have completed some of the modules which are relevant to your field or to your career vision.
You agree. So when can a student start preparing really for a career opportunity?
You start immediately. Really, you start immediately. I will make an example in my case. When I started with my qualification in psychology, there was this one module which was outstanding for me, anthropology, which talks about, or it's more about relating with people in different cultures, learning about such things. So looking at what I love as an individual in a career and this module, it made me want to find myself in an organization or in a place where I get to interact with people of different cultures, different backgrounds. So I would actively seek out opportunities, be it volunteering or just being or job shadowing, because by so doing, you are literally preparing yourself for career opportunities. So you prepare yourself from the word go. When you register for that module and you it interests you in whatever way, then you start looking for opportunities where you can actually implement what you are learning or see those modules come to life.
So in a way, picking from what Beauty just mentioned, it's an ongoing thing. So it could be that your opportunity will change as you continue within your qualification. Perhaps once you complete the qualification, you might find that you have identified more than 5 opportunities which your modules could have prepared you for.
So in terms of preparing yourself for career opportunities, what role does identifying a role model play?
It plays a huge role. Having like this person whom you look up to. I remember this one time I had a conversation with one of the students who came through for counseling. The student knows that they love psychology and they were interested in something else which relates to media, social media, such things. So this student identified a figure, but then via social media, I think it was Twitter or Facebook, somewhere there. So this person followed this individual who's a professional now, and then they looked at what they studied, their experience, and so forth. So this is, or it number one, it plays a role in that you get encouraged as a student. Number two, it helps you with looking at the career path or the career evolution of this person, where they worked, what they did, and such things. It will again inform your steps, or rather, where you look for employment opportunities, for career opportunities. So it also plays a huge role. Having a role model, it's also a good thing.
Mm-mm. You don't want to add anything there. Okay. I wanted to go back to the issue of passion and career. How can one really deal with this issue where you want to do something as a career and there's something that you're passionate about? How, I don't know how I can put this question, but how do you balance your passion and career?
I mean, do you want to go first since it's women's month? Okay, it's fine. I mean, your passion has to be in line with your career. If you like something, you have to go for it. I mean, as you can see now, work environment changes over and over. And companies are now looking at individuals who are more passionate in a certain field than others. I mean, if I'm a recruiter and there's a passionate someone and someone who's like lukewarm, who doesn't know their stories well, I'll definitely go for a passionate person because they know what they're talking about and they know what is it that they want to do, rather than going with someone who's still not sure of what is it that they want to do. So, in a way, being passionate allows them to be like to prepare for greater opportunities because it puts them one step ahead of the other person in a way.
And again, look, if only you are to separate career and passion, that's when we have a challenge. It becomes like a huge challenge. When you think of, I love doing this, now I have to follow a career. Like, it becomes as if these two things are different things. They have different lives in your life, if I make sense. So hence, when we start talking about making a career choice, the one thing that which we encourage students or we focus on is your interests, your skills, your influences. Your passion is who you are. So when choosing a career, these two things, they are intertwined. They are one. So you shouldn't think of your career and also your passion. So you should find something that which you love, because really your career is your life. It's something that which you have to do every day. Wake up and every single day of your life and do this thing, you see. So when you think of your career and your passion, then that's where the challenge comes. But then if only you are to think, okay, I'm passionate about this thing, how can I make my passion my career, you know? I really appreciate these people who even you guys here, and most of the artists. For someone, they might think that singing is just talent and it's nothing much. It's something that I love to do. It's a way I express myself. I love this. For some people, it's just that, and they think that, okay, I can sing. I love singing. Then I have to go and be an accountant. There's a huge like problem with that kind of thinking. But then if you are to look at what you love and say, okay, how can I make a career out of what I love? Then your career, your passion, it's one thing. Do you understand?
I do understand. Yeah. But I do understand, but there are situations where you remember, I think it was last week, I asked a question. I said, what if you know that you're passionate about this thing, and then there's passion in career. You find that at home, they want you to do a certain thing, which you will take as a career, of course. And there's a certain thing that you're supposed to take as your career because you're passionate about it. But then you can't do it because at home they say, career, passion, wait a minute. So how do you deal with it, with such situations?
The reason why there are such things or instances where people think that this is a passion, you want to go on radio, you want to become a TV personality, you want to present Soccer Zone, that's not a career. It's something that you can do like a side job, a hobby or something like that. It's mainly because people don't are not informed. People don't have information, you know. As we speak now, I was reading this document on the World Economic Forum about the future job. Okay, here's the thing. A stable career, or rather stable careers as we normally think of them, like a traditional career that I will study this and I will be this. Yeah. Such a thing is not existing anymore. And as time goes on, it gets even more. Like it intensifies, ne? English. Yeah. So a stable career path, it's non-existent anymore. So if we are to think of, okay, I will be passionate about this and it's not real, you see. So you have to think about, be informed, number one. What is it that is out there, the job market? What are they looking for? There are a certain skill set which is required by the job market out there. So you need to be creative. You need to have interpersonal skills. For someone, if only you have that, then it's something that you can look at as a hobby. Being creative, it's a hobby. It's nothing. You can't do much about that. That's the traditional thinking, our mindset. But then if only you can look at the future job, at the job trends now, at the job market, if only you are creative, if only you have those computer skills, you did your IT, with just a diploma in IT, you can't go nowhere. So you need to have, like, be creative, something which people think you can use as a hobby. Have the diploma in IT, which people think it's a stable career according to the way we think now. So you have to, again, be informed. In terms of parents, I remember we had this conversation. They choose for you if only you don't bring something solid to stable. Them. So you need to do your research. Bring something stable. If only, if need be, get that document for the World Economic Forum about the future job, the job market, and what employers are actually looking for out there. With just your four-year diploma, you might not even get a job. You need to be, or rather be competitive, have a competitive advantage, you know? Yeah.
No, she said it all. a mouthful.
Okay, and then are there any websites maybe that you can share with us where students can get more information about career related information?
Okay, we have a government website. Yeah. I think that's a mostly common one, which is called KETA. Students can go through it. It's called NCAP. .careerhelp. .org.
Okay. Can you repeat that again?
NCAP. .careerhelp. .org.
Okay.
Or they can just Google KETA.
Okay.
And that's mostly for, it has different careers, opportunities. How can they go about, for instance, especially for students who are looking for learnership as well, funding and all of that. So it has a number of information which will definitely help students into making an informed career decision as well.
And also LinkedIn.
It's
a useful. How can we forget that?
Yeah. How can you, Inland Life? You two remembered it. Anyway, I just want to know if you guys have any events coming up.
Yeah, apparently for this week.
Apparently.
Okay, yeah.
Not apparently, definitely.
Okay, let's say definite thing. This week it's a career development week. We'll be having a series of workshops starting on Wednesday.
Okay.
From 9 o'clock until 11, then from 12, or from 11 until 1. So it'll be two kinds of workshops each and every day.
In each and every day?
Yes.
One from 9 to 11 and one from 11 to 1.
To 1, yes. Okay. Monday, meaning Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So we'll be focusing on your career, on how can you go about preparing for opportunities, how to go about writing your CV and any interview skills, career portfolios and your career, your
all
digital career.
Yes.
Thank you, Peter.
All things career, yes. Okay? And then, okay, well, will it be at Building 14?
No, they will. Okay, some students will receive SMSs,
mm-hmm.
and some who don't. Their workshops will be in Building 9, mm-hmm. Room 1D.
Room 1D.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Is there anything that you would like to say in closing? Beauty, Neo. Neo, it's your time now. You've been quiet. you can use this one.
Okay. One thing that I just wanted to tell all the listeners and the students for UNISA is that they need to, when they look what Beauty mentioned earlier on about the career opportunities, you need to, now career opportunities in the 21st century are a career web. So it's not no longer hierarchical, meaning that you go up, up and up. So if I'm interested in doing radio journalism or I want to be a radio presenter, I can study psychology and come and present here as a radio presenter. So students need to see that they are not, they mustn't be locked into one career field that they want to go to, but they must look into other opportunities that can take them to the radio station that they want to, if they want to be radio presenters. So, yeah.
All right.
Okay. And again, with preparing for opportunities, you start now. You don't start in your final year or on completion of your qualification. You start now. Start thinking out of the box. Take stock of what you are learning now. And think about how are you living like the professional that you aspire to be. So it starts now, not tomorrow, or you start building your future now.
Right. As part of studying now, you need to engage with the right people. Have a conversation with them so that you can know what is it that you need to do so that you can be where you want to be.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
UNISA Radio on Twitter @UNISA Radio.